Welcome to Memory Lesson 6. This is Robert Rogers from Parkinson's Recovery. I will first provide an explanation of the purpose for Lesson 6, the framework, the rationale, the foundation, and then we will proceed with the actual lesson. When you ask many friends and acquaintances about their families, oftentimes you'll hear negative reports. People will tell you that their childhoods were tough, they were rough. They will report difficulties of one type or another, many of them very, very serious. The reality is that the way memory works is all unresolved trauma gets trapped and stored at the cellular level in our bodies. This means that as we grow up and have unpleasant, untoward, difficult, ornery experiences, that we're unable to allow to flow through all the cells of our body effortlessly, those unresolved experiences are remembered. In contrast, the type of experiences that are pleasant, joyful, happy are experiences where all of the energy flows through our bodies, flows through each and every cell, and therefore there is no memory trace. That means that, in effect, we're much, much, much more likely to remember the trauma, the stress, the difficult situations and events than we are the pleasant experiences. So the reality is, a way that we can address the stress that is trapped in our bodies is twofold. First, we can push through the traumatic events by clearing the energy out. And by that I mean we can go to body workers of one type or another. They might be Bowen workers or cranial sacral workers or massage therapists or healing touch therapists or Reiki masters or you name it. There are a number of different approaches for moving the energy through the tissues of our bodies so that whatever traumatic experiences may be trapped at the cellular level are cleared. Now, there's another way, and that's the way that we're going to focus on today. This way is to essentially replace the trauma, the stress, the negative experiences with positive experiences, with positive memories. When we sink into positive memory states, whether those states are real or fantasized, the body creates dopamine and the body is able to balance out all of the many delicate hormones that it is monitoring from moment to moment. So here's the trick. I'm going to begin to ask you a whole series of questions, and the possibility is you may recall experiences that are unpleasant, that are unhappy. The idea is to not go there, but rather to recall experiences that are positive and pleasurable and joyful. If, with the questions I'm about to ask you, you are unable to recall anything that was positive or pleasurable or joyful, then you make it up. I mean, literally, you make up an experience that is positive, that is pleasurable, that is joyful. Reality is that our memories are really very flawed, and what I would remember about the same situation from just yesterday is probably markedly different from what you would remember if we observed the same event. So, memory's not all that it's cracked up to be. If you go into a negative space, then the body is not balancing out those delicate hormones. So the whole point of memory exercises are to manufacture dopamine to balance out all of the many, many delicate hormones that are passing through all the tissues of your body from moment to moment without lifting a finger. That is, we're doing this not with physical exercise, but with mental exercise, and we are creating new neural networks with each and every question that is asked and answered. If you find, as I begin to ask these questions, that you're going into a negative thought form place, that is, you're remembering events that were not joyful or pleasant, then simply blow that away and go to a place that is positive. If it's necessary to create a fantasy, then go there. Create a fantasy. Recreate the situation in your mind, because when you do that, you are creating new neural pathways. Isn't that cool? So that's what we're all about now. We're really about creating memories of incredibly positive experiences, whether they actually existed or whether they didn't. You may be able to go into a space that is a positive and pleasurable experience from your childhood. Then go with it. Remember everything about that wonderful experience. If you're not able to tap into that time and space, that's fine. That's okay. Simply create an experience that you want to have. In other words, fantasize it. And remember, each and every time you are remembering, whether it is real or not, you are creating new neural pathways between your brain and the tissues of your body, which means that your movement will be smoother and more effortless, and your mobility will be significantly less problematic. We are then constructing new neural pathways by simply thinking and using our minds and exercising our memories rather than using the muscles of our bodies. It's just another way that is almost as effective as exercise is. That's the explanation. That's the lecturette. Now let's get to work. So settle in. Find a place that's comfortable for you, wherever that is, whether it's sitting up or lying down, eyes open, eyes closed. Whatever is comfortable for you is going to be the right approach here. Take a breath in and out just to settle out whatever anxieties might be present. And bring to mind now what you fondly remember about your kitchen when you were a child. In particular, fondly remember now the countertops of the kitchen. The cabinets of the kitchen. The sink of the kitchen. And remember, if no conscious memory arises of any of what I am now listing, it's no big deal. Simply see it, sense it, feel it in your imagination. In this kitchen, now, remember the floor. Remember the lighting. Remember the stove. Remember the refrigerator. Remember fondly now the smells of the kitchen. See yourself, feel yourself, hear yourself now in the kitchen on a most happy day of your life as a child. Where are you in the kitchen now? Who else is there, if anyone? If you would like other persons to be present in your kitchen, invite them to be present now. Persons who may be living or not living, invite them to be present with you on this most joyous day now. Is everybody present that needs to be present now? Anyone else need to be invited? If so, invite them in now. What is everybody talking about now? Who is doing the cooking? For you see, dinner is being prepared in your kitchen now. Hear the laughter from everyone. Hear yourself laugh. Feel the love that is present in this moment, at this time, in this place, in your imagination. Feel the support for you of all those who are present. Give thanks to everyone who is present in this kitchen at this time for being there for you always. You are in the kitchen to celebrate the happiest day of your life. The meal being prepared is your favorite. What is it? See the food. Smell the food. Take in its divine essence. Who is preparing the food? You or someone else or others who are gathered together? See them working now. It is time now for everyone who is present in your kitchen on this day at this time to sit down at the dinner table and eat. See the table now. Remember the shape. How large is the table? Is there a tablecloth on the table? Or mats? See them now. Take in their shapes and their colors. They are waiting there just for you and all who are gathered to celebrate this most perfect day. How many chairs are there around the table? Are there enough chairs for the people who are present? Well, if not, just create some more chairs and you may need to make the table a little larger or smaller. Notice what is on the walls that surround the table. Sit down now in the seat around the table that is your seat, your special seat. Sit first. This is your day. Now that you are seated, watch everyone else sit at the table around you.
allow the food to be placed on the table. Who is seated to your right? See them now. Feel them now. Hear them now. Who is seated to your left? See them now. Feel them now. Hear them now. Who is seated in front of you? See them now. Hear them now. Feel them now. Take in the smiles of appreciation on the faces of all who are seated around your table. Smiles of appreciation for your specialness. Serve up the meal now that has been prepared. Feel the specialness of this most perfect day. A blessing needs to be said for this meal and for this day. If you wish, say the blessing yourself or invite someone else gathered around the table to say the blessing now. Everyone who is present at the table is there to celebrate all of who you are. Everyone is not a linguist or a wordsmith. Words come hard for some people. And some people are simply not able to express their true feelings. That, you see, is why greeting cards are such big sellers. on this day, at this place, in this time, I now imbue you with the ability to know the true thoughts of everyone who is sitting around the table. The thoughts of people who are unable to express in any form how they truly feel about you as a person. Start with the person to your left. Use your mind reading abilities. Sink in and answer the question. What wonderful things are they thinking about you now? In this place, there are no judgments, there are no criticisms. Hear the praise. Be open to receiving their admiration for who you are and what you are. Take it all in now. Does this person to your left want to express their thoughts of praise and admiration to you out loud? If so, hear them now. If not, enjoy eating your most special meal in silence. If they are voicing their praise and admiration for you, watch the expressions of all who are present around the table. For what you are hearing now has been expressed and spoken rarely, if at all. The truth of who and what you are. Hear it now. Shift now to the person to your right. Read their mind now. Find out their true thoughts of praise and admiration of who and what you are now. Wait to see if they'd like to voice their thoughts out loud for all who are gathered around the table to hear. And if they choose to do so, then listen and watch the expressions of all who are present as they voice their praise and admiration for you. Check in with the person who is sitting across from you, in front of you. Read their mind now, their thoughts of praise and admiration for you. pause to see if they'd like to voice their praise and admiration. If so, listen and observe. If not, enjoy your tasty meal in silence. For others who may or may not be present around your table, check in with each person and just get a clip of what they are thinking. Go in a clockwise fashion, from left all the way around to right. Check in with each person now and receive their truth about you. The truth of who you are. The truth of how they see your beauty, your strength, your courage, and your essence. Having now read the thoughts of all who are gathered around this table, read your own thoughts now, not the judgments or the self-criticisms. Read now the thoughts of praise and admiration for who you are as a person. The thoughts you have about yourself. Remember, receive, connect now with yourself in this place of serenity and safety. Feel your body now. In this place, at this time, on this hour, sense the balance. Sense the power. Sense the poise. Know the creativity. Feel the joy. Celebrate the liberation. Receive the freedom. Know in your heart, you can choose to remain in this place of balance and perfect harmony if you so choose, from moment to moment. Make it so now. It's a choice, moment to moment. Allow this celebration around this dinner table to unfold for you now for the rest of the day, hearing the praise, the joy, the admiration, the laughter, the stories, the fun. Remember the good times, for as you do, new neural networks are created, inviting your body to return to perfect balance and harmony. Make it so now. Celebrate the joy of being alive on this most perfect day of your life, which will be repeated for you tomorrow and the next day and the next day for the rest of your life. Thank you for joining me at this most special celebration on this most perfect day of your life. This is Robert Rogers from Parkinson's Recovery. Have a wonderful day.